Okay. Are we going to get started? Should we cheese mm-hmm. a bit, or are we just going to get right into it?
Let's cheese.
Imposter syndrome. And then she had commented and she's like, oh yeah, that imposter syndrome, it just takes up so much space. And I'm like, why is it that when, you know, all of the good things that we're proud of, we don't let that take up so much space. All of the good parts of us, we don't let that take up so much space. And I'm like, but then all of the things that we're so insecure about, we let that take up all of the space. I'm like, fuck, I gotta stop doing that.
You know what? It's funny, segue. We talked about that a bit, and you may have caught a bit at the end of our talk yesterday at Work Lab.
Mm.
And it's the feminine and masculine energy.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the masculine energy, they're very like black and white, get it done, just move forward, cut out people, not a big deal. Like you can go, go, go without having that emotion attached. But the feminine energy, we have so much of that nurturing,
mm-hmm.
the trying to support everybody. Like you feel bad, you want to just help them out because, you know, they've had a rough go.
Yeah.
So
it's true.
Good and bad.
I think that even just from working with all male teams versus working all female teams, like such a difference just in the sheer way that they're able to get things done so much quicker, because that, like you said, like that feminine energy part, all of the emotional stuff just isn't there. It's like, hey, here's a goal. This is what we're working towards. Mm-hmm. We're going to do the things that are going to bring us closer to that goal. And we're not going to bother wasting time on the things that are not going to bring us closer to that goal. And there's like, just go, 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 go.
Yeah. So and it's being able to lean into both.
The book was Shakti Leadership. It's on Audible.
Yeah. Shakti? How do you spell it? That's what I couldn't hear.
S-H-A-K-T-I.
Interesting.
That's what it is.
That seems like a yoga word. Okay, guys, this is a great segue.
It's by Nilma Bhatt and Raj Sisodia. Yes,
that is the name.
And Shakti is all about the feminine energy.
I'm going to definitely.
It is a
okay,
yoga
guys,
word.
That's
it's a
great segue
it's an
into
Indian word.
Today's guests, KCHC in the house.
Wait, you're not recording yet.
Women. Yeah, she is. She started recording along. Don't ruin it for her.
I started recording 12 minutes ago. Okay. Great segue into today's guests. Hang in with LJ and myself on the Rise podcast today. We have the lovely Lele and Megan. So four of us are here. KCHC. Is it dead quiet? What happened? No.
Yeah. Why? Welcome.
Dead air. I'm like, did I?
We weren't sure if you were going to say more.
Am I talking? Or...
Okay. Let's go right in. Very excited to have the whole gang on the podcast today. The four of us, feminine energies, planned the Kamayan Fest last year in 6 short weeks. We are planning now the one for 2024, Sunday, September 8th.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of lead time, which is great because we have a lot of things to do to make it bigger, better, and even more fun.
I just want to say those were 6 long weeks, not short, very long.
fast and furious, but also long. Yeah.
They were long.
Sleepless those weeks.
Yeah. I thought my husband was going to divorce me.
Look, but
we're still married. Don't worry.
Through all of that 6 weeks, we're still friends. We're doing it again. We're going to do it bigger. And we're already planning for the next one. First things first, how did everyone meet?
I met Lele when I came out of the womb.
When you were born. So I don't know if everybody, I feel like not everybody knows that you're sisters, so.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
They
look exactly the same.
When they see them.
I mean, people sometimes, if they don't
showed
know
up uninvited
somebody,
into my life.
Yeah, they thought me and my friend who's Vietnamese were sisters also. But I'm like, no, we are not. We are not the same race either, but thank you.
I feel like a lot of people ask me if Lele and LJ were twins, like when we were at Kamayan Fest, they'd be like, are they twins?
Yeah. We should just start saying yes. Let's fuck with everyone.
Well, I've just, when people come up to me and say hi and I don't know them, I just go with it now because I know they think I'm LJ, and it's just so much work to be like, oh, it's a, I, you don't know me. So I'm just like, yeah, oh, hey, how are you?
So you two go way, 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 way back. And then Megan and I kind of got into the mix.
Yeah, I met you, Barb. We already talked about here. I met you at, what was that wedding show called? At some wedding show.
It was a wedding show?
Yeah, it was the one that Allie threw. The very first Fleur. Yeah. The very first one Allie threw. So I met her there.
Helped decorate.
You did.
And I met Barb at Formation Studio.
Well, and I love how we met. Sashi, I think.
I know.
She told me, she's like, Barb, you have to meet Megan.
I'm like, yeah, and Sashi told me, you have to meet Barb. You'd be best friends with her. She was like, she's also got three kids. You guys would be best friends. And I'm like, okay, where is she? Where is she?
Yeah. Did you work mornings then or not yet? Like, how did that come to be?
I think maybe I was working mornings. I don't know. I don't remember. I must have been because you only came in mornings.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I was like, okay, I'm going to go be friends with Barb because Sashi told me to be friends with Barb.
And then you lent Barb a book that Barb showed, the way of the ancient healer. And then Barb was telling me all about the book and all about you. And I was like, who is this girl?
And then then she introduced me to you and Lele.
Yeah. When we first were like, we want to throw this event. You two are the girls that we want to do it with. And it actually happened. And then we realized that we knew a lot of the same people.
I still remember I was talking to my cousin Erica and she was like, oh, who are you doing this event with? And then when I named you, she was like, oh my God, I don't know if she hates me. Like, she might hate me. And I was like, wait, what?
Why would I hate her?
I was like, what did you do?
You know what it is when, like, you know when couples split up and then, like, you're supposed to choose a side, and my husband was friends with her ex, and then, like, you just never see them again. But I'm like, I loved her. She was awesome.
Well, that was totally it. But when she said that to me, my heart sank. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to plan an event with these people. What do you mean? What did you do?
No, I love Erica. And I fucking follow her. Why would she think I hate her?
Okay, I mean, this, like, really brings up a good topic, though. Like, why do we do that? I know we were talking about imposter syndrome earlier, but, like, even now, like, why is it so hard for us to just believe that people like us?
I think in situations of breakup, though, it's always, like, I'm, like, I came with the ex's crew, right?
That's right.
And so that's just awkward, but I'm always like, but I liked her. So what? I never get to see them again. This happened a few times. I'm like, no.
I mean, and that grieving process is real, right?
Yeah, it is. Like, one time I was like, I'm still going to be friends with your ex if you guys break up because.
And I think that's a valid thing.
Yeah. And I was like, I just want you to know. And
friendships, because their relationship didn't work. Yeah. Like, I understand people, like, you have to choose or somebody gets somebody in the divorce, but that's not how relationships actually work.
Yeah. So,
well, another topic. We're all adults here.
For another time. But so if you're friends with my ex, just kidding.
See, it's that energy.
We've all grown.
Yes. All right, team. So KCHC, for people who don't know, first of all, what does it mean and what is our purpose? Why are we all together?
Yeah, Lele, what does KCHC mean?
Why are you all asking me? KCHC stands for Kapitamayan Heritage Culture. Kapitamayan Cultural Heritage Collective. Mm-hmm. And it's long, so that's why we shortened it to KCHC.
Yeah, I couldn't even pronounce it, but I'm the worst in any.
Say it. LJ, say it.
No.
I say it like a Canadian, but that's fine.
Kapitamayan.
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 Yeah.
How do you say it?
Kapitamayan.
Yeah, I'm close enough.
Say it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, people would know what we're saying.
Yeah, I say KCHC.
I think most people Actually, I
feel no one calls
people
us that.
Just know Kamayan Fest. Mm-hmm. They just know Kamayan Fest. And going back
and
to the purpose.
It was even a journey choosing that one word.
Mm-hmm. It's true, actually.
How did we end up landing on that word again? Were we
I
just
think
Googling
we all came with doing? Ideas.
We and then that decided we liked the idea of a word starting with ka. Because
yes.
in
right,
Baibabian,
right.
ka is so meaningful and means connection. And we were all about making these connections. So we came back with different words that started with ka and went through all of their meanings until we found one that just resonated with everything we were trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Because it means to hold hands in unity.
Yes.
Yes.
So I have here what we, Kapitamayan starts with ka. It combines the words kapit, meaning to hold on or to cling to, and kamay, meaning hand, suggesting the idea of holding hands or coming together in unity and solidarity. The suffix amayan can also connote a place or dwelling, emphasizing a sense of community and belonging, which was in essence what we wanted. So kapitamayan.
Thanks, Leigh. That was so beautiful.
It was actually beautiful. And it mm-hmm. does tie in nicely to Kamayan Fest, which we can mm-hmm. chat more about. Let's chat more about that for people who didn't get to experience last year. What was that all about?
Food.
Okay. Arts. Yeah.
Culture.
It started with like the idea of wanting to uplift the Filipino community. And I think, Barb, you and I have been talking about it for... Mm. I want to say like almost 2 years before it actually happened.
And we also like, I love the old school throwback.
Plaza mm-hmm. of Nations.
Yeah.
Yeah. The OG yeah. Filipino Fest without all the politics.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it was just a fun, carefree, good time, dancing, music, performances, and food.
Mm-hmm. And I think and a dance at the end for all of us young yeah. kids.
I don't think I was even
and that
there
was
at
the
that
thing
point.
I think we all
then.
Had like wanted that for our kids because yeah. there was nowhere like we've tried taking our kids to all the other you know great festivals that happen but they're not geared for them mm-hmm. and it didn't have that essence that we were looking for. It's like Filipino culture but like only parts of it, so I think we were all looking for that vibe.
Well, I think yeah. it's like connecting to our roots again, right?
Yeah.
I feel like when we go back to just like that childhood essence of remembering that pure joy and bliss of being in community and, you know, celebrating our culture. But then as we grow and age, you know, we get so conditioned into the environments that we exist in that we lose so much of that. So Kamayan Fest was just a way to bridge back to that time and reconnect to those roots.
Well, and then one of our key values was also to hold this festival with a decolonized lens because it's something we've all been working on individually. So I know like Barb and LJ are always, you know, looking for that decolonized lens in terms of wellness. And I've been on a decolonization process and so have you, Meg. So I think when we came together and wanted to do this, we're looking for that in the Filipino festivals because like, yes, there's so many festivals, but it goes back to all the Filipino stereotypes of having the same type of things and values instilled and showcased. And we wanted to show that there is so much more.
Yeah. We wanted to reach like that deeper level, like all of the ancestor ways.
Well, yeah, and it's not a yeah. monolith culture, right?
Yeah.
So to
yeah.
showcase like the not Catholic Filipino,
yeah, the indigenous,
side. Filipinos, yeah. the different non-Tagalog centered languages,
yeah,
yeah, their dances, their things,
and then
their
so
arts and crafts.
The vendor applications open up, mm-hmm. and how did that go?
It went really well.
It was overwhelming.
Yeah, last year we unfortunately had to turn people down, but we only had a certain amount of spots because mm-hmm. it was our first time. It was 6 weeks. We didn't know how
it
busy
was supposed
it was
to be a small
get.
Pop-up market.
That was the goal. The original goal was just a was small...
like, let's try a small pop-up market as like an experiment event.
Yeah, Megan, what happened?
We can do this.
Sorry. I just like, go big or go home. Like, why go small if we can go big? Like, let's just go all the way.
And like you said, there were so many applicants. It really goes to show that a lot of people in the community wanted to be a part of it and were excited. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just wanted to be there to support.
Yeah. I think one of the things
go ahead, LJ.
I was going to say one of the major things that stood out, stood us out from other events was that we were really trying to just highlight the small businesses. Mm-hmm. So we weren't charging a vendor fee. So, you know, as a small business, it's one, we don't have a lot of knowledge where to start, how to start, what you need, mm-hmm. all of that. And a lot of it is coming out of our own pockets or our own savings or, you know, mm-hmm. whatnot. And so, to be able to at least take away one of the barriers and be able to showcase your work and make a little bit of money as you're learning mm-hmm. was really, really important. So I think that sets us apart from a lot of others is that we get there are barriers. We know that small businesses, especially right now, it's such a financial strain, but you still mm-hmm. want to be able to do something. So here's a way for you to be able to showcase your stuff or your product or service, you know, without feeling like you have to sacrifice something in order to do it. So
that's what I don't even know if you ladies know this, because I don't know if any of you went through the post-event survey, but I did.
And I read it.
I'm just going to sit here and smile.
I read it.
But I mean, there was a number of vendors who said that was like their highest sales day, highest sales volume from all of the other markets that they had done in the year. So I think that's something like a testament of how much people are wanting to purchase these products. It's just about being in front mm-hmm. of the right mm-hmm. eyes, right? So mm-hmm. to give that opportunity is amazing.
And mm-hmm. the food was a huge, not only draw, but it was so popular that several of the booths and brands sold out within a couple of hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we had no idea. Yeah.
We didn't know. Being the first event, we just didn't know. Everybody came in with a good guesstimate of how much inventory they needed or food they mm-hmm. needed. Yeah. And it was just blown out of the water.
Mm-hmm. You know, which is not a bad problem.
We were not prepared.
No.
Yeah.
My Filipino conditioning was mortified when we ran out of food. I was like, wait, what? We're out of food? Like, this is not allowed.
No, I mean, there was still Shameless, but Shameless still set had food. Up. So
yeah. And I feel like they've done their well-oiled machine. They've done it many times. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had their truck there. But I think people were also surprised. Like, they knew it was going to be good. They brought mm-hmm. a little bit extra, but it was just so fast, so popular. Things went so quickly, which is kind of a great thing for them.
Oh, absolutely. Beautiful.
We also didn't have typical like market foods, right? Like, we had a lot of those were
chicken feet.
A lot of those are chefs who don't typically do markets, and so these are also chefs like used to restaurants and like knowing and having their capacities and having their kitchen set up a certain way. So the fact that they signed on and were excited to be a part of this and offer food and make something special, they were totally surprised with how many people showed up and lined up for their food. And I think it was amazing. And I wish I had tried all the food.
Yeah, I know. We also didn't get to try all the food. That's next time we're going to have to make sure we're getting in line.
There were a few vendors, though, that did put aside stuff for us, which was super sweet. I think Kada was one of them.
Yeah.
Ono, they put aside food for us, which was so
Kick it Easy, I think, also.
Oh, yeah.
She put aside
for us.
Right. And not saying that the other ones, you know, they are great, too.
No, they had, like, barely enough to sell. Like, it was just gone.
And I thought it was also really cute. The brands, the food brand, like, there were a ton of brands, like products, services, and food. I was just thinking food because that was the side we were closer to. They kind of had a following. So people were excited to meet them in person, or they were like, mm-hmm. I've heard of your shop, but I never had a chance mm-hmm. to go. And I'm so excited I can try it today.
And that was the same with a lot of our market vendors too, is like I got feedback from people wandering, and because I did take some time to chat with attendees, and a lot of them were like, I had no idea there were so many cool Filipino businesses, or I didn't know there was a Filipino maker who sold, you know, these kinds of things. So I think it was just the not knowing what was out there and finding it at that market. Like so many of the vendors have said, they have now like some loyal customers that came from Kamayan Fest that are like, now I know where to go.
I think that's a really important thing to highlight too, because I don't think we've mentioned that, is that all of the vendors, food and market vendors that participate at Kamayan Fest are Filipino. Like every single person. And we just had such a diverse group. And I mean, even myself, I'm like, wow, there's so many cool Filipinos doing cool things in the city that I didn't even know about.
It was nice to see.
And the guests too, it's not just for Filipinos to attend. It's for everybody to attend to see what some of those Filipinos have to offer.
You know, outside of the stereotypical, like, we're not all nurses, guys.
I mean, I am going to say, though, I'm sad we didn't have karaoke going on.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
We can only fit so much into 6 weeks.
Guys.
This year, though.
This year, this game
year
over.
There is going to be a karaoke
competition. I'm not going to actually compete, but I will.
A competition rally would be fun. I feel like people would legitimately really get into winning that.
Right?
But we get to pick the songs. I like.
No, you can't do that because karaoke won already.
Yeah, that's the whole part of the fun.
Yeah.
You so have they to pick one that's like true to your heart.
It's just like classic karaoke songs, though, that remind me of my childhood, like
Celine
the Great
Dion?
Pretender.
No, it has to be Journey. Anything Journey does.
Whitney.
Greatest Journey.
Love of all.
That would be horrific. Like if I got up there to sing, that's why we should be able to pick our own songs. That would be horrendous.
You know, I remember when I was working in weddings, someone had asked me once. I remember one of the photographers was like, so every time I'm at a Filipino wedding, Journey comes. Is this like an anthem of yours?
Yes. Did you say yes? Because it
like,
is.
You guys really love this song.
Yeah, that's why. Isn't like
Lee tried to steal
Arnell,
it from
like
us.
The lead singer of Journey now? Isn't he Filipino?
Yeah, he
has
been
so
for
good.
A long time.
He is so good. He
I think
is
that's
good.
Why the Filipinos loved him. Love Journey.
And that's why Journey is our.
That's being responsive to your market. Oh my gosh. That's great marketing.
Like the Filipinos love us. We need a new lead singer. Let's choose
somebody. Yes,
so go to the Philippines and find somebody.
And they probably had a karaoke contest to find him.
But he's good. He is hands down an amazing and talented singer.
Yeah.
Okay. So if anybody
knows
Journey,
did a New Year's Eve event recently.
Connect
like,
us with Journey's client.
We like Journey to
like for
let's
sure.
Get Journey's
Kamayan Fest.
Journey at Kamayan Fest. So
that would be money. That would be money.
You know, we should have Filipino cover bands. Actually, now that we're talking about this, I would love a Filipino cover band. There's nothing I love more when I go to the Philippines than going to just some dodgy bar and listening to cover
it's
bands.
True,
like,
they're good.
One of my favorite.
Amazing.
Yeah. One of my absolute favorite things. I'm gonna ask around because I know some people. I'm gonna see if they still do it. But this is
here locally.
Yeah. Like people, cover bands.
There are.
Yeah.
There are.
Yeah,
but like in the Philippines, because Taylor Swift wasn't going, and there was the drag queen who did total like Taylor Swift cover concert that was massive.
Can we invite them?
Oh, they have their own Taylor.
It's actually genius. The wheels are spinning in here. What this could look like?
Yeah, because I just think I love a good cover band, and obviously the Philippines does too, because they're always at every. Like outside dinner thing, someone's always singing somewhere.
Mm-hmm. But we did have breakdowns.
Yeah,
we had.
They were
DJs.
Incredible.
We had
and we
DJs.
Do. We will have performers at the next Kamayan Fest. Mm-hmm. That is in our plan and in our original like goals, dreams, like plans for future Kamayan Fest. We had written down some big Filipino entertainment names. We wanted her.
Yeah, her's coming. You heard it here first.
We wanted her Bruno. We're like one year Bruno's gonna be like there singing.
They're all super, they've all been on the Super Bowl. Bruno Mars has, right?
Mm-hmm. Her.
Her.
Yeah, she just on
was
it.
On. Mm-hmm. Her just was. Like, sorry.
Saliti. Yeah. We're just gonna have all of them come.
Oh, I love that you included Saweetie. I think she's so cute.
She is.
Right? Let's get the yeah. the ice.
We
gang
have
up
them on
here.
A list. It's in one of our meeting minutes. We're like, these are all the artists we want. Like they're gonna be like, can I be part of Come I Invest?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We don't dream small.
Go big or
own,
go home.
It'll be our own music fest.
Yeah. That was
yeah,
the
and
idea.
I think like
Cat Solano, remember?
Yeah.
Like huge, like Greek Day and on Broadway. Like
instead
Italian
of Cat Solano, it's Filipino.
Filipino's Main Street chef, Takeover. Like
so if anybody is still listening and you are somebody or know somebody, give us a shout. Let's make this, again, bigger and better every single year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what do we have lined up for this year then? Let's talk about Come I Invest 2024. We are deep in planning, making things happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We still have our market vendors. We still have a few spots open and applications close on the 15th.
Okay, so back okay, so to building the excitement for September.
Okay, so we have vendors, food vendors, market vendors, small businesses. We have two stages this year.
That, right? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we have two stages this year. So we'll have entertainment.
It's also bigger this year. We're closing down Sixth Avenue. So we're extending out of the parking lot to shut down that street that enters into the motel.
Mm-hmm.
Just to allow for more room.
Mm-hmm.
So being Vancouver, weather here is 50-50 no matter what time of year it is. Mother Nature mm-hmm. was truly, truly on our side last year. Like, and we always say this, it started, the event ended at 5. It literally started raining at 5:01.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, knock on wood.
We will also pray and make offering to ancestors again.
Yep.
Yes. That was my favorite part of last year, honestly. Like, I think it just opened up the day in such a beautiful way doing that altar offering. And
we,
I mean, obviously.
They had our back, man.
Yeah, the ancestors obviously had our back.
The vendors actually did say in the feedback form that they enjoyed Bernadette's yoga and grounding work beforehand. Yeah. So that was like a comment made on some of them,
and
which is
love,
nice.
Right? We love Bernadette. And I feel like we've fostered and grown that relationship into a friendship, into LJ now a forced friendship again, how we like to do.
We stalk them until they're friends with us.
Yeah, we don't.
That's
we don't
strategy.
Let up.
That's... Okay, I'm back on. Hi.
This is going to be the hardest episode to edit.
I'm so sorry.
It's going to be chopped and screwed. It'll be like a remix.
It'll be like half sentences and then laughing and then a completely different topic.
It's like, this isn't edited at all.
Okay. So talking about plans and all the back end things that are happening
well,
for 2024.
There are people, like there have been a lot, like there was people we've had conversations with that didn't even know that Come I Invest had happened, had never heard about it. I mean, yeah, we started it or we did it in 6 weeks, so we didn't really get the word out there mm-hmm. other than the community, like our own community and the community of our vendors and like the local community. So mm-hmm. How do we increase our reach?
Mm-hmm.
And why didn't they hear about it?
Yeah, how did all the cool kids miss out?
No, there were a lot of cool kids there.
The cool aunties were there.
Yeah.
Because we're the titas, right?
The cool titas and ates.
We're titas now. What happened?
Ates. We're ates.
We're not ates.
Really?
Now.
You're saying ates?
No, we're titas.
Oh,
yeah,
I don't know. Fine line.
I think we're titas.
So yeah, how do we get like the non-titas? How do we get the ates in?
Oh, my, should we
okay,
have
ates,
this
how
year?
Do we get you in?
Ates, titas, and like...
Lolas.
Yeah. Like there are so many groups of like young cool Filipinos doing young cool events that I feel like how do we get them there
and you know
how
what
get them to be interested.
I feel like the vibe for us authentically through and through is we are there to support others,
yeah,
lift others and like collaborate. Maybe not everybody is used to that being the vibe. Am I wrong?
Oh, you just hit something. Oh,
and why is that?
What is the other vibe?
No, I just mean like, okay, so like say I worked in the, I don't work in the hair industry, but I'm example, totally random example. Say I worked in the hair industry, not necessarily everybody is on board with all sharing their trade secrets or like doing events together because everybody wants to have their own piece of the pie or, you know, whatever you're the right. case is.
No, and you're absolutely right.
Not everybody has met us yet or know what we're about yet and that we are genuinely there to connect, yeah. collaborate and build community.
Yeah. And the concept of community over competition is is just becoming a thing, right? Like, because we are so used to this competitive, you know, capitalist way of doing business that we just all think that there's only so much pie.
Yeah.
Well, see, I think this brings back to doing this event through a decolonized lens, right?
Exactly.
Because we are conditioned in this capitalistic, consumer driven, you know, patriarchy, like to throw an event where we actually are truly focused on community connection and collaboration. And we just want to uplift the community and, you know, give space for everybody to shine. I think that is an anomaly, right? And we're not hoarding any trade secrets or gatekeeping. We just want to support everyone and be a platform where everyone can shine.
And I think that that is a key value of ours that does set Kamayan Fest apart, is that this isn't a market for profit, right? We're not in this for, I mean, this is why we don't charge vendor fees. This is why we don't charge like admission fees. And it's really just to support the community. Why is that happening?
Sorry, we are on a Zoom call right now. We're talking with our hands, giving each other the thumbs up and like, a cartoon thumb will start floating up through the sky.
That's bizarre. I've never seen that. But anyways, so I think the concept of like community over competition is something we can push, especially when it comes to working together with these other organizers of cool, fun events. Because like, yes, there's other Filipino events and they're in it to profit from it, which totally understand, like we need those right and they're cool and fun events and that's a business, but we're not competing with them. So I think collaborating with them and making it known that like, hey, we're not here to take your audience, we'd love to uplift your company and highlight that and really work with them to bring their productions as part of Kamayan Fest for, you know, their own exposure and gain more popularity. Like, we want to elevate, like, we don't want to compete with them, we don't want to take their audience, like we would love to elevate it and to also just, you know, collaborate with them, like real collaboration. Key, right?
Collaboration, connection, community, that's what it's all about.
And then being so you know, community driven and not competition driven, and because we don't charge vendor fees, etc., we do need to amp up on sponsorship because we do rely on this community to make this event happen.
What does that look like?
Yeah, I was going to ask, what does sponsorship look like? Because it's a word. Yeah. People use that word all the time. Yeah. What does it look like? What does it mean?
Yeah.
Where does it come from?
Well, it means that typically when people put together markets and festivals, the reason there are vendor fees is to help pay for infrastructure. So because we're not asking for any of that, this infrastructure still has costs, and it would be amazing if collectively we just had the money to throw it together and not ask for any money, but we don't. We don't come from generational wealth, so we do rely on sponsorship from, you know, those who can afford it. And it is definitely like a Robin Hood type of model where I don't want, like, I know that our value is to not take that money from the small businesses that we're trying to uplift, hence the no vendor fees. But if there are companies out there that, you know, can get on board and believe in what we're trying to do and have the funding available, that if they're supporting other events anyway, that this might be one they want to support so that we can continue to provide this.
Yeah. So like, as an example, we obviously have the vendors who operate the market as well as the food hall. We don't have vendors that are, you know, services, for example. And so if a service, if like, say, a real estate or a realtor or a mortgage broker or dentist or whomever wanted to participate in Kamayan Fest, but because we reserve those vendor tables for vendors who are actually offering a product, what they could do instead is sponsor a booth activation. So for instance, family portraits. Filipinos love taking photos. And, you know, last year we had so many families come through and we had Ron there taking flag photos, which was amazing. And so this year an opportunity to sponsor would be, you know, if you're a realtor and you wanted to get your branding out there, you could sponsor a family photo booth. And then we would put your logos on there. You know, we'd have social media postings. We do pre-marketing and we do marketing during the event and post-marketing as well. And it's just another captive audience to get your branding out there. And then at that booth activation, that's where you could give information about your practice or your service or whatever you're offering is. So that's an example of a sponsorship opportunity at Kamayan Fest.
I just have a question for clarification too, for anybody who might be interested. Somebody who does want to sponsor, do they have to be a Filipino owned business?
No.
Okay.
No. Again, it's, you know, for the entire community, for the vendors specifically, because we want to be able to highlight Filipinos in business that do have product offerings. We've made that a condition for vendors, but as far as sponsorships go, you love Filipino community, you love festivals, you love food, you know, you love supporting small business, you love families. I mean, come out and be a sponsor.
I love that. And I think that this is why we curate our vendors because we don't charge the vendor fees. We do curate so that each vendor adds to the experience of Kamayan Fest, and it is mandatory that they be a fully like a Filipino owned and operated business.
And we do offer support, you know, because for instance, if you're wanting to be a food vendor, there's specific permits and licenses that are required in order to operate at a market. So we do offer support in just helping people get the necessary documentation that they need in order to be at a market like Kamayan Fest.
And even connecting them with things like commissary kitchens that they might need in order to get that permitting. So for all of the food vendors that are operating out of home kitchens or just starting out and don't have access to commissary kitchens, like, we do have connects for you that work directly with us.
Yeah. And I mean, it just made me think of another sponsorship opportunity. You know, if you offer, you know, specific types of rentals, like for instance, for the food vendors, you know, they need hand wash stations, they need sinks, refrigeration. You could sponsor by offering discounts, and then you would be the exclusive partner, and we would make all of our vendors rent everything through that specific sponsor. So there are a lot of different sponsorship opportunities available, and we're always open to a conversation. Ultimately, we're trying to remove barriers for everyone to be able to participate in this, right? So yeah, any way that we can collaborate.
That is awesome. And people can find
discriminate.
No, definitely not. And people can find you at kchcollective.com.
Yes.
They can shoot you a direct email. I guess us, really. They can shoot the team a direct email. I know. It just, you know, when you're, kchcollective@gmail.com. So feel free to reach out there. and Instagram, Kamayan Fest. So KAMAYAN.fest, FEST.
Yay.
Is that a wrap?
Yeah.
Yay.
Thank you, team, for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.